Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
Lately, we've been tackling some tough conversations, which has gotten me some emails from different people. And Scott, you're wanting to talk about your daughter, right?
That is correct, yes.
All right, so fill us in. What's going on?
Okay, well, my daughter has been seeing a guy for about, I don't know, for about 2 years. But the problem is, she still lives at home, and like every once in a while, she'll have guy friends stay over, and she says nothing is happening, but I'm not sure about that. And so I think she's cheating on her boyfriend with these other guys.
Gotcha. So you're wondering if your daughter's being inappropriate with these other guys, and even as a dad, you're like, hey, Scotty, do people do this?
Actually, I want her to the guy she's dating, I want her to marry him because he's a good guy and he's a stable guy and I really, really like him. So I just want to make sure that these guys that are just sleeping over are just sleeping over and they're not doing anything. So
I guess either way, too, it seems like it might be a little inappropriate for that to be happening. But I think even more the fact that, like, yeah, I know you want her to marry him. Ultimately, that's her decision. But you also just want her to be safe and be making good decisions, I guess, as far as treating a human appropriately, right?
Right, right. I mean, if she is cheating on him, I want her to. She needs to tell him.
Gotcha. So in the past, she's told you nothing's going on, but maybe being put on the spot in front of an audience, she might open up a little bit more.
Exactly. So.
All right, hang on here. We'll call your daughter Hannah in just about 6 minutes here and find out what's going on. Okay.
All right. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Hey, Hannah.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, your dad's here, and he wanted to ask you about something.
I know you've been having a lot of guys stay over. I also know that you're, I'm not going to use his name, but you're dating your boyfriend, and I just want to make sure that you are not doing anything inappropriate with these other guys and hurting him, because I know he really, really cares about you, and I think you really care about him, and I think you guys should end up together, but I just want, there should be no shenanigans with any other guy.
No, oh my gosh, no. And first of all, this isn't really any of your business. So, no, there's nothing going on with any of you.
You are living in my house, so I hate to deal cliche, but, you know, my house, my rules. So I need to know.
Well, there's nothing going on. They're my friends, and they come over, and I still think that's it's just not any of your business what I do in my free time.
And I think your dad's just trying to figure out what's going on with his daughter and in his house. And I mean, if you are hooking up with these guys, or are they in trouble? Do they need a safe space? I think you owe it to your dad to at least be honest with him.
Well, it's okay. I'm in a relationship and I love my boyfriend. We've been dating for a really long time,
right?
And I love him so much, but I don't want to end up only being with one person ever for the rest of my life. I just don't. So I have been having other people over, and yeah.
So you have been doing things in the house with other guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Well, that's not what I wanted to hear.
All right, so Hannah, obviously your dad is being concerned, as any parent would, and these things that are going on, and whoever you want to end up and marry and do that, like, that's your business. But I think your dad's trying to get to the point that you're doing something that's not honest and could end up hurting somebody else.
If you're with other guys, you got to let him. Well, first of all, we'll talk about you being with other guys later. But if you're with other guys, you have to tell him that, because you know he is totally in love with you. So if you're just leading him on, that's just not the right thing to do as a person and as my daughter.
Yeah, you're right.
All right. Well, at least it's all out there now, and there's some honesty between you two. It sounds like y'all have a conversation to have, so I'm going to let you have that in private. But thank you for calling, and Hannah, thank you for being honest with us.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.